After a three-week winter break, Airdrie's high school basketball teams resumed their regular season competition on January 12, with the W.H. Croxford Cavaliers senior boys team losing 94-72 to the unbeaten Cochrane Cobras. The Cavaliers lost their following fixture as well, going down 81-67 at home to the visiting Burt Church Chargers on January 18. Cavaliers head coach Danny Evely said it was a tough outing against their crosstown rival, considering Croxford was sporting a reduced roster due to illness and injuries. "We were missing a lot of guys and only had 8 guys," he said. "We had COVID issues and injuries. That being said, it was a gutsy performance from a reduced squad." Grade 10 players Jacob Mulholland and Benson Thomas led in scoring for the Cavaliers, putting up 17 points apiece. The loss means Croxford is currently in the lower half of the RVSA standings with a 1-3 record. Evely, who is in his first year of coaching the team after a long teaching and coaching career at Springbank, said 2021-22 has mostly been a learning year for a young, new-look Cavaliers squad. "We're not measuring things by the wins and losses right now, we're measuring things by what we're doing and how we're executing," he said. "We're making a lot of mistakes still, because we're young, but slowly getting better at executing. It's coming along, above my expectations at this point of the season, but we still have a long way to go." On the other side of the court, Burt Church point guard Sam Jackson was buzzing after the game. He noted the victory over Croxford marked the Chargers' first regular season win of the campaign, following losses to the Cobras and the George McDougal Mustangs. "We started off really rough, so this one means a lot," he said. "This was our first game back in a month after break, so we played pretty well." With the Chargers sporting a 1-2 record, Jackson said things are starting to look up for Burt Church as the second half of the season gets underway. He mentioned his team had a strong showing at the Burt Church Invitational Tournament in December, making it all the way to the final despite a reduced roster. Burt Church will resume their regular season January 26 against the Bow Valley Bobcats. The Cavaliers, meanwhile, will take on the George McDougal Mustangs in the final All-Airdrie clash of the regular season on February 1. Senior girls in RVSA's senior girls division, W.H. Croxford leads the way with a 2-0 record, putting up 153 points and conceding just 57 in their first two fixtures. The Cavs will look to remain unbeaten on January 26 when they take on the Chargers, who currently sport a 1-1 record after losing to the Bow Valley Bobcats on January 18. The 0-1 George McDougal Mustangs, meanwhile, will attempt to secure their first win of the regular season when they travel west to face the Cochrane Cobras on January 26. For scores and schedules, visit rvsa.rockyview.ab.ca.